Hey there. Welcome to another Radio Fishing. This is Fishing Frank, and I bet you would never guess that. And we got Jeff with us and Austin, and it's going to be a good show today. I think, you know, I'm looking out over the studio audience, and they're just, you know, really enjoying themselves out there today. It's just having a great time here at Radio Fishing. And we're going to talk about what to do today and tomorrow, you know, where your best bets to go fishing are. And, okay, Jeff, what have you been getting a feel for the last couple of days and where people are going, what's going on?
Most people.
Whoa, they thought that was funny, huh?
Yeah, I can't believe that. You know, usually they, you know, they boo at me, but they just don't outright laugh.
No, they did today. I think the sheephead bite is what most people are going to be trying to get onto right now. The water temperature is nice and cool.
Oh, yeah.
Look at them. They love that sheephead stuff.
I'll tell you. And I have no idea where they are. This audience is getting tricky. They're here somewhere. All right, here we go. Come on, guys. Settle down out there. All right. You know, the studio's here, it's so big, you know, there we have so many people in the audience, it's
the
just, they get out of
so
town.
Big.
Yeah, they just get out of hand. So anyway, sheephead.
Yeah, I'm thinking sheephead's going to be your better bet. The trout bite is really heavy and hot right now, too. With the lower tides, people are probably not going to be able to access the side bars like they usually do, so staying outside the bars would probably be a good thing for them to do.
Yeah, staying outside of the sandbar because it can get pretty scary back there when all of a sudden you're aground and you know, you're supposed to be back for a dinner or something like that, and 2 days later you show up.
Yeah,
you know?
and the bugs are pretty bad too. So
right. Usually the good news is usually overnight we get a little bit higher tides and you can usually get off sometime 11 to 2 in the morning. You can probably get off the bar.
That's going to be about the high tide tonight, I think. Yeah.
So what are you thinking, Austin?
I think the hot bite's been trout lately.
Yeah.
Trout? All right.
Yeah. On the lower water, like Jeff said, all the fish been moving to the outside of the bar and the grass flats and the sand holes, and that's probably going to be your best bet. You can get redfish, trout, snook, sheephead, pompano, flounder.
Look for the birds. We actually got birds to look for, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, birds?
Yeah, we got birds out there to look for. So.
Yeah, well, one of the things people, I don't know if they associate the birds correctly with, the birds aren't actually looking for the fish. What the birds are doing is the fish are eating small minnows, even shrimp, anything, and they're being all being pushed to the top. So there's a lot of pieces, because fish don't have fingers.
Yes.
If, I don't know what's going on with your mic. I'm barely hearing you there.
I'm here somewhere.
But I am on, there we are. Okay, now we're back. Yeah. Okay, the fish aren't actually looking for the fish. They're looking for what the fish are eating.
Right, they're bycatch, basically.
Right, because fish don't have fingers, so when they grab something and to eat it, pieces break off and they can't hold on to them and just eat it the next time. So those little pieces are floating all over the top of the water. The birds are diving in, eating the wounded, the stunned, the pieces.
Yep.
And when you see fish hovering over the water, just really concentrating on what's going on down there, there's fish feeding.
Yes.
And if there's just a school of fish going by, the birds are not going to hang out over a school of fish.
No.
But they will hang out over a school of feeding fish.
Right.
And that's the subtle difference in what we're looking at there. What's your best baits? What bait would you take out with you? If you were going to go today, what would you try and find?
I would see if I can catch some pinfish on the grass flats. I would definitely take a couple dozen shrimp with me just in case I couldn't find anything out there. But pinfish would be my number one choice, and shrimp would be number two.
There you go.
Okay. The pinfish.
What are you gonna go? What fish are you gonna hit with the pinfish?
Mostly redfish, but you can catch just about anything on pinfish.
Yeah, I've caught some pretty big trout on pinfish.
Yeah.
So, okay, Jeff. What you thinking on the bait? What would you be doing?
Well, I'm always going to take shrimp with me, but DOA baits are working well. The gulp, any of the scented baits that are made with real product in them, real animal product in them, are going to work real well.
Is Steve Holland for help?
He might be.
Okay. What about sheephead? We got
sheephead,
fiddler crabs.
Fiddler
in stock?
Crabs. That's the
Do
main
we got fiddlers?
Yeah, we got fiddlers, and that's going to be the main bite for the sheephead.
All right. Well, I'll let you go see if
let
Steve's
me go see
in
what's
trouble.
Going on. I'll be right back.
Yeah. Well, Austin and I will carry on. Yeah. This is a well-produced show. We sit here in the office and we try and do it in between customers. But okay. So back sheephead, fiddler crabs doing well. Three-way rig dropping down right next to the pilings, and they're doing pretty good on that. Now, Austin, you're definitely a redfish snook guy. I mean,
for sure.
That's what you really love to do. What's your best bet for redfish today?
Depending on the tide, it's low today, so I would go out and I would fish open water.
Okay, where open water? Come on.
Yeah.
Break out a spot here, Austin. Come on. It's like pull of teeth. Austin does not want to give up his spots. He's the king of the secret spot. But come on, Austin, tell me where.
I would try the east wall, anywhere between Ponce Park and Alligator Creek. That's been a good area.
Okay, so that's Mangrove Point, Whorehouse Point area, over around to the skating rink. Now, that's been a little bit slow. Now, we had a guy on the show recently. He parked his boat, walked up on the bar, and then he was literally standing there, and a redfish came up to see what he was doing, and he tossed a piece of bait right into it. I mean, he was 15 feet in front of him. He just flipped out that shrimp, and there he went.
The ultimate sight
cast. Yeah, the ultimate sight cast. Yeah. I mean, it was right there, and he just left his bail open. The fish ran off a little bit, closed the bail, and there he was. But if you're going to fish that area of Mangrove Point down to the skating rink, if you've got a lot of water, get over the bar, get right back up by the trees. But right now, look close at that bar. You're going to see some depressions in it, little pothole areas, and there's a little bit of grass there. And the craziest thing is you've got a patch of grass 18 inches wide, 4 feet long. There's 3 to 6 redfish all laid up in that grass.
Yeah.
And unless you spook them out, you're not going to see them.
No, they'll stay right there. You'll go right over them with the boat sometimes, and they won't spook out at all. You know, sometimes you can maybe make a noise with the boat, and they'll take off out of the side of the boat. But, yeah, you can go right over them.
The easiest thing to do is when you're out there, get outside the bar where you can cast at those different things and drop a shrimp in there and let it sit in there for a while.
Yeah.
And get them, because a lot of times they're just literally hiding in that little bit of grass.
Yeah.
Makes me crazy because I just can't picture how they can hide there. The grass is, you know, 4 inches high, and all of a sudden, boom, here comes this redfish out of it.
Perfectly camouflaged in there. It's like a little blanket wrapped around them.
And it works, too, especially if it's been a cold morning and you get a little bit of sunlight.
Yeah.
That dark grass will absorb the heat, and they'll want to lay in there and get their bellies warm.
Yeah, that's probably why they're so reluctant to leave that area when you're driving the boat over them. I think they know you're there. I'm not going to go. Okay, I got to go.
Right, until they, you know, in fear of death or something, okay, I can't take it. I got to run.
Yeah, got to go.
But, Austin's best bet is Mangrove Point, Mangrove around to the skating rink on the bar there.
Right.
What's your best bet? Where would you go today? Give them a place.
I think that I would go outside, maybe Hog Island on the outside of the bar in the front of it, facing the harbor part. Seems to be some nice redfish over there. It's not that hard.
Father's Flats.
Yeah, Father's Flats. It's right over there by the old Tire Reef, which is just four poles.
So when you've got the Mayaca Cutoff and you're coming out, you have all that sand, that big bar there. Yeah. Never really had a name, so I've been calling it Father's Flat.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. That's a big flat that sticks out off of there, and it's got a nice drop off on the harbor side. The inside towards Hog Island side of it is flat, and it's got some sandy muck in there, but the fish hold in there pretty good.
Yeah, I look for the bright green grass.
Bright green, yep.
There is some bright green seaweed, grass, whatever it is. But, I mean, it's bright colored. Huh. And when I see that bright colored grass, I always go over there and throw for redfish in the bright grasses.
Cool.
Dad goes for cobia there.
Oh, yeah, right.
There is not a lot of cobia fishing now, but if I was going to go there and I'm doing trout, you know, redfish, something like that, I'm going to keep my eyes open because 90-pound cobia have been caught off that flat.
Yeah, cobia like shallow water. You know, I've seen them on the flats just sitting there before and spooked them off.
Mm-hmm.
They will sit in real shallow water.
About a year ago, I seen the biggest cobia of my life on that flat, probably 60, 80 pounds.
Wow. Yeah. Sure. I've watched one there, and I'm going to say 60 to 120 pounds big.
Yeah.
Thought it was a shark cruising the flat.
Yeah.
It was brown, dark, and you couldn't really, it was, well, light brown, not really the dark, dark brown of the cobia.
The fabled half catfish, half shark look.
Right, yeah. But it just didn't look like a cobia, and it was big like a bull shark.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it came right by the boat. I couldn't get it to eat anything. I mean, when it finally left, I was stomping my feet and cursing and acting like a madman. I just couldn't believe I missed this fish.
Right, right. Saw him, but he wouldn't take anything.
So, anyway, Father's Flat there right out in front of Hog Island.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know why I can't find words today.
That's all right.
You know, Heather's down. She got the grandkids with her, and we were up late. And I, just one of those mornings. Can't get it together.
Can't get it together today.
But anyway, so we got two places to go to. Go on the bar outside of Mangrove Point. What's your bait? Pinfish is what you're going to use.
Yeah, if I can catch them, I'll take shrimp with me. And if the tide's high enough to get behind the bar, there's five or six mosquito ditches around there, we call them, just like a little creek. Real deep on the outside, if you want to fish the mouth of that, that can produce redfish, snook, and snapper.
They're really cool because you're going along, you're in about 18 inches of water, and all of a sudden you see the mouth of this little mosquito ditch, which is just an opening in the mangroves, and it'll drop 6, 8, 10 feet right there at the mouth of that. Yeah. And you get a lot of fish holed up into that. We've actually walked back to them on the really, really low tides. Now, are you putting your pinfish on a hook or on a jig head?
I like to do it both ways. When I rig it on a jig head, I'll rig them through the belly. If I put it on a hook, I'll hook them through the belly too, and I'll put a split shot, like 6 inches up.
And which is your best bet for today?
I'd probably use it on a jig head.
Okay. So, Jeff, you're doing the sheep head. So sheep head
gonna
spot?
Be fiddler crab, number two gold hook. As far as a spot goes right now, any bridge or piling or dock that you can get by, fish around the pilings.
Okay.
Try to be as quiet as you can because usually after you get the first one off of one, you might have to move to another spot. They're pretty good about telling every other one that they've been hooked.
Right. It's like, ah! Yeah. So anyway, we just wanted to get together and try and give you guys a little bit of information for today. And this is Fish and Frank. I can see the producers putting on the music. He's telling us to get the heck out of here, get back to work. So this is Fish and Frank. We got Austin over there. We got Jeff.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, guys.
Yep, Happy New Year to everybody.
Okay, and we'll catch you guys on the next Radio Fishing, and thanks for listening.
Boy, I'm going fishing just to ease my mind.